Georgia has taken our water. The Corps of Engineers is not worried about us. That's why Florida is going to file suit against Georgia, take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Florida Governor Rick Scott in 2013. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Monday in a battle over the river system that dates back to 1990. The governor announced the litigation back then in Apalachicola, which normally supplies 90% of the oysters in Florida and 10% nationwide.
We've negotiated with them. They've not negotiated in good faith. They've kept our water. It's been going on for decades. We've got to take care of the individuals that live in this community, make sure that we get the flow of water coming down here, make sure we get the livelihood back for the individuals here. We've got the best oysters in the world. We've got best fisheries. But if we don't take care of this, who will?
The crux of the issue is that Florida says that Georgia's taken too much water in the Apalachicola, Flint, Chattahoochee system.
Jim Saunders is at the Tallahassee-based News Service of Florida.
Florida argues that Georgia's taking too much water to supply Metro Atlanta's needs and that not enough water is getting down to the Apalachicola River and particularly Apalachicola Bay over in Franklin County, and that's hurt the oyster industry.
After 5 weeks of hearings, Ralph Lancaster, the court-appointed special master, ruled that Florida had failed to show that a consumption cap was needed in recommending last February that the justices side with Georgia.
That is only a recommendation, though, and now it's in the court's hands. I think there's a lot of people in Northwest Florida, particularly in the Apalachicola area, that are really watching this pretty closely because they see this as a lack of water or times of shortage of water as being a real threat.
Florida has argued that Lancaster erred in further applying the clear and convincing evidence standard to the yet-to-be-determined water distribution plan. Georgia claims that even if the court ordered such a plan, it would not guarantee that Florida would receive more water, since flow is controlled by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers through a series of reservoirs and dams in the river system.
They all seem to recognize the importance of Apalachicola and the necessity of, you know, enough water getting down into Florida and into the bay.
In the courtroom Monday was Gil Rogers with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He says the justices seemed engaged and open to all sides, including to fixes that could favor Florida.
I just think they're going to possibly differ over whether the solution is going to be some kind of cap in Georgia on water use or not.
The Corps' absence seemed to frustrate the justices. However, it's not clear whether the Corps has the authority to send more water to Florida to benefit the bay and the oyster harvest. One thing is for sure, says journalist Jim Saunders, the meter is running.
You think about all the legal fees that have gone into this. It's just amazing.
Last spring, the Florida House Appropriations Committee estimated that Florida had spent more than $72 million in legal fees from 2001 to early 2016. There's no word on when the high court will rule. Alabama was also involved in the dispute over concerns that Atlanta's ever-increasing thirst for water would severely limit its own use of water for power generation, municipal supply, fisheries, and other current and future uses. But Alabama remains the only state involved in the water wars without a comprehensive water plan. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.